You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Hi, my name is Shasta, and this is A Caregiver's Journey. We'll be speaking to the 43.5 million caregivers in this country who are taking care of a loved one, spouse, parent, and even a disabled child. 10 years ago, my father was diagnosed with a debilitating neurological condition, one of those conditions that you read about in Robin's Basic Pathology in medical school. And it's about literally a 1% rare genetic disease. Who could actually get a disease like that? And in the end of all ends, it ends up being your parent. With his disease, it encompasses a lot of different neurological symptoms. We won't get into all of that today, but with his diagnosis, I knew with my medical background that he would be requiring care eventually. It was a progressive, rapidly declining neurological condition, but I knew with my medical background that he would end up requiring some type of care. There was no medical prevention for his disease. All that would be required is supportive care services. At the same time, since I had only that on my plate and three small kids, I was working at the, as a researcher in neurosciences, my mother-in-law came to live with me from Pakistan. Her husband, my father-in-law, had recently passed away, and it was decided amongst the siblings that she would come here to the land of the free and the home of the brave to reside her, golden years out with us. So in order to meet the demands of both households, my husband had told me to contact local senior care companies to help us balance and take care of his mom. His mom had a language barrier. She did come with a lot of medical issues, diabetes, medical, spinal stenosis, some other comorbidities. And what we decided to do is we contacted local senior care companies to help us in the home when we would both be out of the home. Unfortunately, because of a lot of language barriers, a lot of other cultural issues, the local senior care companies could not, manage her. They did try their hardest, but unfortunately, it did not work. More or less, when I would come home, I would literally have to restart everything again. They could not understand. They could not communicate with one another, and there would just be frustrations on both ends. So what I decided to do was to quit my job, and I started a senior care company. The name of the company is Apna Ghar, APNAGHAR. Our website is www.apnagharhomecare.com. So it's a senior care company which serves the needs of elderly ethnic minorities. We also train women who are victims of domestic violence, are recent refugees, and train them for free as certified nursing assistant and home health aides. The other thing that we did is that we are a local senior care company, and we do understand that it is financially difficult to manage both, to manage and to care for a loved one at home. So we try to offer a lot of financial assistance to family members, to families who cannot afford the regular $20 to $25 an hour rate that most senior care companies do charge. We do charge far less than that, but we also offer financial assistance to families who cannot afford care. One of the things that we want to do in this podcast is to address the 43.5 million caregivers in this country. They are taking care of their spouses, their loved ones, their parents, and disabled children. We wanted to give them a voice that they are being heard, they are being seen, they are being validated for all of the tireless efforts that they are doing in the home. They are true unsung heroes, in my mind. It is a very difficult task to take care of a loved one, to take care of someone who is literally requiring day-to-day care. It's like what my daughter once mentioned to me. She's like, as a baby, if a child does have an accident in the diaper, it seems cute and it's all, you know, very cutesy. However, unfortunately, when it's an adult, it's really not. There's a lot of challenges that all caregivers face, not only a financial challenge, which is a huge thing in itself, but they also face a lot of social isolation. Invitations stop coming. And so this is an invite free zone. Everyone is invited to come on and hear the podcast. No RSVP required. So it's your half hour getaway, some type of respite that, you know, hopefully you can find some type of solace in. We'll be talking about or sharing actually caregiver stories. So if you do have a story that you would like to share that I can read on air, please send them to info@apnaghhomecare.com. And we'll be reading these caregiver stories on air. Again, it's a judgment-free zone, so we will not be, you know, saying your name in the piece. It'll just be your story shared by me to everyone who's listening to this podcast. Because again, we feel that you need to be validated, you need to be seen, you need to be heard. A lot of times it is one sibling who's doing it all, or one child who is doing it all. And we wanted to validate that. We wanted to acknowledge you. We wanted to tell you that you're doing a great job and you're doing the best that you can. You know, sometimes, you know, that's all you need is to get to the next day, is to have that validation. And that's what we'll be here to do. A lot of times in caregiving, there's a lot of resentment, a lot of guilt. Why me? Why do I have to go through this? Why is, you know, the other person not doing that? Share those in your letters to us. Let us know what it is that you're going through. One of the other things that we would like to read on air, actually, is if somehow some of you could talk about your the person that you're caring for, maybe in a third person type of narrative, of what they're going through, their health issues. Some of them probably are not able to speak. Even if maybe some of you would like to write kind of how they're, you know, through their eyes, what they're going through, I think it would be something that would be interesting to hear. So again, as I said, my name is Shasta, and I'm here to share with you a caregiver's journey. I've been doing this for the last, I want to say 14 years. It has been a very challenging journey. It has not been easy. There's days where I, you know, silent tears are shed in the car. But it is a journey that I'm sure that all of my experiences so far have not quite prepared me for, but it's something that, you know, I'm willing to allow the universe to kind of take me through this journey. And with you, hopefully we can go through this journey together. We will have different stories from caregivers and experts who are you, who are going through this, and different. We would like to know, you know, how is it that you're managing this? Are there any tips that you have? Because you are the expert. You're the one who's going through this. To us, you are, you know, a bona fide PhD in caregiving. And as I said, there's 43.5 million caregivers in the United States. And by 2030, there will be a national shortage of 151,000 paid direct caregivers and 3.8 million unpaid family caregivers. By 2040, the shortage will be much larger. And these are conservative estimates that what we're looking at. Roughly 10,000 baby boomers turn 65 every day, and more than half eventually will need a form of long-term care. As you know, Medicare does not pay, does not help with any caregiving costs. This is all out of pocket. If you do, fortunately, bought long-term care insurance, many long-term care insurance companies are no longer selling these products. So if you were fortunate enough to purchase one of these long-term care insurances, that can help in assistance. If you were able to have a nice 401k or an IRA, this can help with some of the caregiving costs. Roughly, senior care agencies charge $20 to $25 an hour. Some do opt for a live-in caregiver, which charges about $290 an hour. We, of course, are far below that because, again, we knew that this was something that everybody should be able to afford. Everybody needs some respite. Everybody needs some downtime. Caregiving stress, isolation, social isolation, depression is quite high in this country. And that is something that we wanted to identify and we wanted to help solve. One of these issues is by providing quality care at affordable prices. We do offer in-home care because we have seen that many seniors want to age in their home. They prefer to age in their home, and that becomes also a financial stress on families. They don't want to leave their parent alone. They do have security cameras set up in the home, but it's to the point where, how can you afford having a caregiver 8 to 10 hours a day? So that is one of the things that we're planning on sharing with you and showcasing with you. Again, I started this company 10 years ago because my father was diagnosed with a debilitating neurological condition. I knew eventually he would require a lot of in-home care assistance. My father was just like many of you, worked hard and did well. But that doesn't mean that, he has trillions of dollars somewhere. I'm not a Hollywood actress or a daughter of some politician who has tons of aid coming in from somewhere. I'm just like you. How are we going to manage two sets of households, and young children who require care as well, who need to be, transported to and from school, who need to go to different games, who have different activities and working, so it's literally a small little corporation that you run. And that was one of the reasons why I thought maybe I should start a senior care company, which would be about the caregivers and about their loved ones. Turning over a profit is always nice, is always helpful. However, in my case, that's not happening as of yet. But 4 years later, we're still here and we're still, again, as I said, a community-based senior care agency here in the state of Michigan. We did open up another branch in New Jersey. And as I said, if there's any place that we can go and help, that's what we want to do. I was raised by a man who dedicated his life to community service. Not only did he help his patients, he was a physical therapist by trade, but he helped community members as well. And that's what we wanted to do, reflect a company that would share those values. Again, you know, we do offer senior care service to everyone, but we do in particular serve elderly ethnic minorities. We feel like clients who do have a language barrier, who do have some cultural and social barriers, by matching caregivers and clients to one another, we feel is beneficial not only to the families, but also to the caregiver and to the client. And it has been shown to help with the, you know, quality of life. It, you know, we feel like we've gotten a lot of feedback from our clients that it's, you know, their mom and dad really benefited from the services, and they were able to, you know, feel comfortable with the caregiver. They were able to talk to them. So then that way they have some companionship, because again, the client also has a lot of isolation as well, and they do feel lonely. So this kind of can get, you know, bridge that gap. Again, one of the other things that we do do is that we do is train women who are victims of domestic violence, who are from some certain ethnic backgrounds, who are recent refugees. We can train them for free as certified nursing assistants and home health aides, and that can also bridge that gap as well. As I said, this is a caregiver's journey. It is a journey that you and I are going on together. And the tsunami of, you know, baby boomers that is heading our way, I feel that, you know, we needed to have some type of support group, some type of forum in which we can all talk about the challenges that we are facing together. As I said before earlier, is that, you know, caregiving isolation, loneliness is very predominant. And one of the things we wanted to do was close that gap by having this podcast. We'll talk about different, you know, aside from the stories that we'll be reading on air. But if there's any other ideas that you have, we would definitely love to share them. And as I said, you're the expert. So we would love to get any feedback and input from you. Again, the address to send your stories is info@APNAGHARhomecare.com. Upnagar is the name of the company. Upna means mine. Gar means home. So I wanted a company that was reflective of home. We're providing the comforts of your home by providing services so that you can stay in your home. So Upnagar means my home, your home, our home. And I think collectively together, we can do this together. If it takes a village to raise a child, then I think it's going to take a community, the world to work together in this. We can come up with different ideas, you know, and again, you're the expert. You're the ones who are going through this, different ideas of how to cope with the stress of caregiving. There's a lot of, as I said, resentment that does go into caregiving. There is a lot of guilt. Families who do put their loved one in an assisted living or a, you know, facility, sometimes, you know, the home is not the place for them. And again, this is a judgment-free zone. So we're here to share those stories with all of you. You don't have to write your name. Just write your story of how you started caregiving, who you're caring for, how this journey has progressed. I know, again, financially, it is a very difficult situation. It costs quite a bit, and you know, you're managing other things too, children, you know, husbands, you know, work, coworkers, bosses, deadlines. And then on top of that, there's, you know, having to deal with this challenge as well. As I said, I'm going through it as well. I'll talk about, you know, what has worked for me. One of the things, as I said, I have a really great support network. I have really great girlfriends who I do talk to this about openly, because I know, again, it's a judgment-free zone, and, you know, we talk amongst each other. And I'm the first one going through it, actually. My friends were the first to have kids, but I'm the first one to go through this, taking care of parents and, you know, mother-in-law who lives in the home with me, actually, which is not easy in itself, you know, but it's something that, you know, I felt that, you know, I had to step up and do. Every day is a different challenge. Every day is a different chapter. I don't know how this book is going to end, but hopefully it ends with all parties being satisfied. You know, at the end of the day, it's really tiring. When I put my head on that pillow, I'm out like a light. But it's something that, you know, I felt that I wanted to do. As I said, my father was really greatly involved in community service. And, you know, I think it's great that I'm able to carry in those footsteps. He was a physical therapist, and, you know, I don't have really a business background or a background in senior care. All I knew was that there was a need, and there was a problem, and I took my mess and I made it my message. We feel like every senior who wants to age at home should be able to do so. Again, Medicare does not provide any assistance. If you do have Medicaid, there is assistance available. If you were so lucky to offer or buy long-term care insurance, these are services that can help with the out-of-pocket expenses. But the national average of what we're seeing, it costs about $50,000 to $60,000 a year for an elderly person to stay home. And that is with the basic services, as in 4 to 5 hours a day in home care. And usually some of these clients are requiring 8 to 24 hours of care. So I hope that you join us on this caregiver's journey. I hope that you find this useful and informative. And I hope together we can learn from one another. I wanted to call it Caregiving 101, but then I thought that, you know, all I kept imagining was this huge syllabus and, you know, us not wanting to read that syllabus. So one of the things that, you know, if you think that we should call this podcast another by another name, let me know as well. This is a podcast for you, from one caregiver to another. I hope that you can continue on this journey with me. Hopefully we can, again, as I said, learn from one another, gain some insight. And, you know, once a week for a half an hour, we can kind of get away and, you know, talk about what's on our mind and how our week went. And so, again, as I said, caregiver's journey. If you can send us your stories at if you can send us your stories at info@APNAGHAR.com, we would love to hear from you. And on our next podcast, I'll be sharing a caregiving story from one of my clients, actually, whose wife has very early onset dementia. And he's been going through this for the last 5 to 6 years. He does use our services. However, he also has done a lot of research on his own. So we'll be reading his story out loud in the next podcast and continuing the stories onward. So thank you so much. My name is Shasta, and we hope to hear from all of you very soon. Thank you.